Let's get to our guest with the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, following this whole story as it unveils. Hans, thank you so much for giving us some time today. It's great to speak with you.
Sure. It's nice to be on again.
So Andrew McCabe is doing interview after interview, hard to even keep up with all of the media that he is doing right now to push his book. First, I want to ask you about the revelation that Rod Rosenstein, according to Andrew McCabe, now Rod Rosenstein has denied it, said that he would be very willing, very seriously willing to wear a wire to record the president. Is that something that should have the American people on the edge of their seat concerned about what we're doing behind closed doors?
If it's true, yes. But I mean, we first have to point out, remember, not only is Andrew McCabe trying to sell a book after having been fired from the FBI, but remember, he is a proven liar. Remember, he was found by the Inspector General of the Justice Department to have lied about leaks that he engaged in, and then when he was asked about it by IG agents, he lied to them about it. So he's a proven perjurer, and we need to keep that in mind. As for this story, if it's true, it really shows how completely unqualified McCabe was to be the number two at the FBI and to not understand just something very basic. The president, he can't be guilty of obstruction of justice for firing the head of the FBI because the head of the FBI serves at the pleasure of the president. He can fire him for no reason or any reason. And, you know, what makes this even worse is the fact that, keep this in mind, Comey, remember, why was he fired? Because Rod Rosenstein wrote a memo in which he talked about all of the unprofessional and unethical conduct of James Comey, and it was only after that that the president fired him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andrew McCabe's version, his perspective of these events seems to be just, you know, an entirely different way of looking at all of these events. He spoke today with Savannah Guthrie and was talking about the reason for his firing being because he opened a case against the president of the United States. Andrew McCabe said that about himself as specifically. And it seems to me as though when we learn more from what Andrew McCabe has to offer here, aside from pushing a book, there's a lot of personal interest and potential reason for wanting to get back at the president when it comes to Andrew McCabe's wife. So there's a lot of things surrounding Andrew McCabe's interviews here that give him a reason and an angle to try to cut deep on the president. And yet we still have these testimonies of knowing that they were talking about the 25th Amendment. They were actually considering the application of the 25th Amendment to President Trump and this administration. Is there anything that would substantiate the 25th Amendment as it is in the Constitution?
Absolutely not, Anna. And not to cut you off, but absolutely not. Look, people have been calling this an attempted coup d'etat, which has never occurred in the United States. And if, in fact, everything that he is saying is true, that's what it would have been. The 25th Amendment was put in to cover if a president became disabled, you know, physically disabled, so that he couldn't carry out the duties of the office. It was not to throw out a president because members of a cabinet don't like him or don't like what he's doing. That can only happen if a president is impeached. And it would have been a complete misuse of the 25th Amendment for members of the cabinet to declare the president incapable of carrying out the duties of his office just because of, as we know, unsubstantiated claims about Russian collusion and so forth. I mean, that really would have amounted to a coup d'etat in which these officials were trying to overturn the results of an election and the choice of the American public.
So Andrew McCabe, you know, last week we heard, and in the 60 Minutes thing, we heard him talk about how he was talking with the president, the man who had just been elected to the presidency, and might have been working for Russia. Didn't he know at that point in time, didn't he understand that the dossier that really pushed a lot of this into the forefront was unsubstantiated and that Christopher Steele, who put that dossier together, didn't Andrew McCabe know at the point with which he was talking about how frightened he was at the potential of President Trump being an agent of Russia, didn't he know that there was no evidence, corroborated evidence, to suggest that President Trump was working with Russia?
Yes, he should have known that. And if he didn't know it, again, it shows that he was incompetent and unqualified to be the number two at the FBI. And it just, the FBI's reputation has virtually been destroyed by James Comey and the goings-on there from Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And what Andrew McCabe is doing now is ruining the reputation of the FBI even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, online at heritage.org. Hans, is Andrew McCabe implicating himself if what he is saying here is actually true?
I think he is. Look, I don't think anybody's been prosecuted for sedition in this country, and I don't know when. I'd have to research it to find out. But if he is serious about this, if this is correct, then he has a lot to answer for in the abusive behavior that he was engaging in his position as the number two at the FBI.
Yeah, you know, and I'm listening to these stories that he's telling them, trying to put the pieces together with stories we've heard from other people. And, you know, the president's frame of mind, all the leaks that have taken place out of this White House, out of this administration. So nothing is sacred. No conversation is safe. You've got Rod Rosenstein saying he didn't suggest wearing a wire, but Andrew McCabe doubling down and tripling down, saying he absolutely did and he was absolutely serious when it happened. And knowing that there's these unsubstantiated investigations into the president, I feel as though we're kind of getting a look inside a day in the life of President Trump and why he is so combative at times.
Oh, look, I think that is absolutely right. To think that the FBI, the head of the FBI, had the gall to think that it was his job to be investigating the president when he had absolutely no evidence of any kind to justify any such investigation, I just find astonishing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an attorney general in William Barr confirmed last week, which is a story that seems to have flown mostly under the radar. No one's really talking about the fact that we have a new attorney general. How can the attorney general, this has got to be the highest profile case that he is going to be in charge of here coming into the office, how can we hope to or expect to see the shift in power and oversight in the attorney general's office? How do you expect that to look going forward under Barr?
In many ways, as you know, Jeff Sessions had basically said hands off on anything having to do with the special counsel and the Russia election collusion investigation. That is not the case with William Barr. And while he has said that he's not going to, as some folks put it, interfere with that investigation, he does have to supervise it as the AG. He's not recused from it, as Sessions was. And I would hope that what's going to happen is that he's going to keep a close eye on it to make sure that Mueller gets back to doing what he was supposed to be doing, investigating that one issue. Instead, as you know, Mueller has been spread all over the place, trying to find all kinds of things and all kinds of supposed crimes by people involved in the election effort that have absolutely nothing to do with what he was supposed to be investigating.
Yeah, six people indicted on crimes that had either occurred after the investigation began or that occurred prior to any involvement in the Trump campaign. Is that correct?
That's right. And even the indictments of these Russian agents that happened quite some time ago, about a dozen of them, if you read through the indictment, it's very clear that these Russian agents did everything they could to masquerade as Americans, even stealing identities and making sure that no one in the U.S., including no one at any of the campaigns, knew who they actually were and what they were doing on social media.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to seeing how this story continues to unravel as we learn more and more with each passing day, it seems.
Yep. I'm sure I'll be talking to you about it more in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Hans, thank you. Appreciate you.
Sure thing.
We'll talk to you again soon. Hans von Spakovsky, go to heritage.org and watch their coverage of all these important events. And also, you know, policy.